The reading for today is from John chapter 11, the verses 1 to 4 and 7 to 27. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. 17? Okay, so we continue at verse 17. Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This morning we're thinking about sad things. We're thinking about undoing sad things. We're thinking about undoing the saddest thing. There are lots of things we can undo, aren't there? We can turn ice back into water. We can get better sometimes. But there's a really, really sad situation in our reading this morning, wasn't there? Did you see what it was? What was it? We had a nod. Lazarus died. Jesus' friend Lazarus died. Now, the adults looked at this last week, the first part of this story last week, and we saw that Lazarus was sick. Jesus' friend was sick. There was nothing the doctors could do for him. No one could do anything for him except Jesus. So the sisters ask Jesus, they write to him and say, Lord, the one that you love is ill. Because they've seen Jesus do so many amazing things. They have seen Jesus turn water into wine at a wedding where all the drink had run out. There was no more Fanta, no more Apfelsaft. And Jesus turns water into the best drink you can ever have. Gallons of it. Does that make sense in here? Gallons, liters of it. There we go. He fed 5,000 hungry people on a mountainside with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He has made a paralyzed man who couldn't walk for 38 years, he told him, get up, take up your mat and walk. And he does. Another man was born blind. He'd never been able to see a thing. And Jesus opens his eyes. Lazarus' sisters knew that Jesus can do amazing things. And so they say, Jesus, come and help. They know Jesus can undo this situation. He can turn it around. he can undo Lazarus' sickness. But Jesus doesn't go. He doesn't go, and Lazarus dies, and Martha and Mary are really sad. It's not that the sickness was too hard for him to cure, because he's done some pretty amazing things. It's not that Jesus didn't care enough. We're told so many times that he loves Lazarus and he loves his sisters. Jesus doesn't go because he wants them to understand and to believe that he can do something even greater than healing someone who is sick. He wants them to understand and believe that he can raise the dead, fix an even bigger problem. He came to give life even though we die, because Jesus can undo us from being guilty and make us innocent. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? He asks. See, we've got a problem that you and I can't undo. Have you, here's a question for you, have you ever made someone else cry? You don't need to put your hand up, you don't need to say when, but one to think about. Have you ever made someone else cry? Maybe you've hit them. Maybe you've said something really unkind. Something really mean. We can't just undo those things, can we? The tears have still been cried. Sometimes scars stay. We might be able to become friends again and move on, which is brilliant. That's what friends do. But sometimes the scars remain. It's true with each other. It is also true between us and God. We say and do things that hurt God, and it really matters. We can't make it go away. We can't hide it. We can't cover it. We can't undo it. And Jesus says that there's a day when we will be judged. That's what he's talking about with Martha in that conversation. Martha says, I know that my brother will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. On that day when Jesus has said that all the dead in their tombs will come out, when we'll go either to the resurrection of life or the resurrection of judgment, the day when each one of us will stand before God's throne and give an account for every thought we've had and every word we've said, everything that we've done, and everything will be exposed. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection. He says, he is the judge. He is the one who knows all. He knows what you've done. He knows what you thought. He knows what you and I deserve. But Jesus came to undo it. He came to put a reset on it. Each one of us is facing a death sentence, but Jesus came to undo it. Even though we're guilty, he came to make us innocent. Instead of death, he offers us life. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus gives new life. We'll come on and think about that in a few moments' time. It is more than just being alive like you and I are right now, more than just being able to poke your sister next to you, more than just being able to draw a picture right now or listen to what I'm saying, more than being able to buy your mum flowers on Mother's Day, more than being able to go outside and run around and enjoy this world that God has made, more than eating chocolate and ice cream. This is life with God forever, in eternity, in all its fullness, the best life with only the good bits. Jesus says he can turn a sad story into a happy one. He can rewrite the ending. He can fix my biggest problem and yours. It's easy to say some things, though, sometimes, isn't it? It's easy to say something, but not actually do it. Or not be able to do it. Mum, I will never punch my sister again. Have you ever said that before? I have. And I can tell you about an hour later, Kathy got a big whack in the face. She probably deserved it. Easy to say something, but is it true? Much, much harder to back it up. That is exactly what Jesus comes and does, and we're going to think about that in a moment. Jesus came to undo our biggest problem. He came to undo the verdict of death.
Shall we continue the story? Okay. So we're back in John 11, and we're starting now at verse 38. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out, his hands and his feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And I've just noticed I missed the first half, but maybe John can just let you know what happened.
Great. Thank you. There are some things that we can't do, aren't there? I wish you luck, Stefan and Yvonne, with Reuben in the mornings. Every now and then, maybe you need to call Matthew up, get the right voice to wake him up. Some things we can't undo, some things we can't fix. I was at a funeral recently. Funerals are really sad. We say goodbye to people. People that we loved. People that we will miss. That we won't see again. We cry. In our true story from the Bible, Jesus is at Lazarus' funeral, and even he is sad. Verse 35. The shortest verse in the whole Bible, just two words, says Jesus wept. But Jesus lets Lazarus die so he can show them that he's come to fix an even bigger problem. To show them that he isn't here to heal disease, he's here to undo the curse. He's here to fix death. It's easy, as easy for him as raising someone up from sleep. John 11, verse 38, Jesus comes to the tomb. It's really sad. Everyone is there crying. It's quiet. The stone is cold. Lazarus has been buried 4 days ago. But that doesn't stop Jesus. He says to the people, "Take the stone away." I don't know if you've been at a funeral and if you've heard anyone say anything like that. How insensitive could that be? We know that that doesn't happen. We know that people don't come out of tombs. Lazarus is definitely dead. Martha says, "Lord, by this time there's going to be a bad smell. He's been in there for 4 days. Smellier than your dad's cheese in the fridge." The old King James Version puts it very poetically. It says, "He stinketh." But Jesus insists, and they roll the stone away, and Jesus cries out, "Lazarus, come out." calls him by name, calls his friend out by name, leads him out of death and into life. The man comes out, he's bound in his grave clothes, he's definitely dead, he's broken out of a coffin, and walks out of his tomb. That doesn't happen, but it happens with Jesus. He turns death into life. He undoes the saddest situation. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. He can undo every sin you have ever done. And instead of death, he can give you life. And his question to you and me, just as it was to Martha and Mary, do you believe this? He raised Lazarus from the dead to show that he could do what he says. But he did more than that, because there are two resurrections in this Bible, in this book, in John's Gospel. Who knows what the other one is? Jesus' resurrection. We're going to be thinking about that on Easter Day. You can read about it in chapter 20, those Gospels at the back of church. Do take one away if you've not read it before. For Lazarus and those in the first century at that funeral, this is a very, very real example of Jesus giving life to his people. But it's an event that leads directly to Jesus dying. You read on in the story, the religious leaders get jealous of Jesus. They don't want people believing in him and leaving them. And so they make a plan there and then to kill Jesus and to kill Lazarus, the guy he raised from the dead. Jesus' death and his resurrection are intimately connected with giving life to his people. It is by Jesus' own death that he gives life. So Lazarus comes out of the tomb, he's got grave clothes on, dressed in white. It's all a bit messy. Have you ever seen a guy dressed up in toilet paper? It's messy. It doesn't look quite right, does it? It's not a perfect resurrection. Afterwards, they plan to kill Lazarus. It's not quite a happy ending at this moment. When Jesus rose, it talks about the grave clothes again, and he leaves them neatly folded in his tomb because he doesn't need them again. They're not going to come out again. They are irrelevant in his new life. He's risen again in glory, never to die again, to bring his people with him, every enemy defeated, risen in glory and might, because that is the life that he gives. And he says those who believe in him have life. They live because Jesus went through death and rose again. He came out the other side. We live because he lives. And just like Lazarus hears Jesus' voice, just like Reuben heard Maddie's voice and woke up, just like Lazarus hears Jesus' voice and comes out of the tomb, everyone who hears Jesus' voice will find life and walk into life eternal. We have hope this morning because life came into the world, into this mess that you and I live in and live through, into our pain, to deal with our brokenness, to deal with our sin, to deal with the biggest problem you and I will ever face, to remove the curse that we face. And it's not like pressing rewind on your telly. You're not going back a few frames to do a reset. This is a complete remake. The series has been remade. The ending has been rewritten. Because Jesus can undo the biggest problem we have. He can even make the guilty innocent. Death isn't the final word. That means we have real comfort for our friends and family who have died trusting Jesus. Because death isn't the final word for them. Jesus undoes death. It means you and I don't need to be afraid of death, because with Jesus, it is not the end. He rose again, risen in glory. He will call each one of us to be with him. If he hasn't returned before we die, he will call you and me out of our graves to be with him for eternity. Just like raising someone from sleep, he is a real, tangible, lasting hope, the only hope that we can bring to our friends and family at a funeral. Because he is alive, he gives life. And it means that when you feel sorry for those things that you've done, when you aren't sure if someone will ever forgive you, Jesus will. More than that, he washes us clean. He can turn your guilt into innocence. He removes the death that you and I deserve and turns us into life. Even when you think it's impossible, even when you think there's just no way that can happen, it can't be done. Maybe that lie that you told and keep on telling, or that website that you keep clicking onto, those words that you said to the person that you love, that destructive pattern that you see and you keep on seeing in yourself and you wish it would break. When your sins accuse you, when Satan would want to tread you down and see you cast into the pit, when all around that you see is death, Jesus promises and offers you life that no one can take away, that has been sealed with his own resurrection. When you think there is no hope, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And the question for you and me this morning, do we believe it? Let me lead us in a short prayer. Father God, we thank you so much that Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead. We thank you that Jesus didn't stay dead, but he is alive with you. And we thank you that he will call everyone who believes in him to be with him. Help us to listen to his voice, to rejoice that he is the resurrection and the life, and to believe him. Amen.